right. It's time now for our, we do this every month. It's our Racine County Staying Safe Program. I get distracted here for a second. Our Racine County Traffic Safety Commission Staying Safe Program. And with me this morning is Tom Nitter. He is the vice chair of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. Good morning.
Good morning, Don, and good morning to the listeners out there.
You made it through the smoke and the rain.
I did.
But you said you didn't smell the smoke.
No, I don't, but you do, so that's all that counts, isn't it?
I will keep you safe.
Okay. I'll let you know. Remember, I was law enforcement. I was in the blue door, not
now
the red door.
Now I'll keep you safe from the smoke. All right, now every month we talk about a different aspect of staying safe in the community, whether it be bus safety. Let's say we had let me go through some of the list here we had in the past. We had snow plows. Oh, seems like a million years away, doesn't it? Snow plow safety, rules of the road, the highway work zone safety, water and boating safety. Last month was motorcycle safety. And we had a picture here. We had one of the officers with his canine was here.
Right. Exactly. It's a good the officer from Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, it was a good picture. Now, this is a real touchy topic. Driving in your older years. Now, a lot of people say, well, I don't care. I know how to drive. Yeah, this is very, very touchy. And because I had to live through it with my mom. My dad, he knew when time was up. My mother, she kind of knew too. But it's still tough when you got to take the keys away. Because your eyesight starts going, your distractions, your reaction time goes. It's kind of tough. So this is a tough topic. So let's talk about this, growing older and driving.
All right. Well, you're right. This is kind of the, how they once in a while would talk about Social Security being the third rail of topics. This certainly was. How we got going in this direction was I was with a program called Racine County Triad, which was a crime prevention and safety program for older adults, senior citizens, if you will. It was started by the Racine County Sheriff's Department many years ago. And one of the topics that we came up with was how should we approach this with dealing with the older driver? Because we've got an aging population, not just here in Racine County, but certainly the United States and actually around the world. But we wanted to approach it with some sensitivity, if you will. And a poster was developed years ago in conjunction with the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. And many of the same information that we had put out probably going on 20 years ago is still prevalent today. The good thing about it is I think people are becoming more aware of this issue. And they're doing, the self-assessment, if you will. And that was the main idea behind the poster. Was not to go there and say, you have to stop driving or whatever, but no, do it yourself. Do a self-assessment, work with your family. The positive aspect is there's a lot more availability of transportation. When you're dealing with this issue, you're dealing with pride and you're dealing with independence. And nobody wants to give those things up as we age. But yet, you need to be a safe driver. We all do. Anybody that's a motorist, a pedestrian, even a person on a bicycle, there's rules of the road. And, when you think about it, we're interacting with each other on a public highway. So
it is tough. And I mentioned earlier to you that my mother, she still was a good driver in her late 80s. The problem was when she took my father, who was onset of dementia, in the car. She was very distracted by him. He would rest his hand on the gear shift, which panicked her because he would pull it. And all you need is to shove that car in reverse and the car will fall apart. And he would play with the door handle on the car. So she's very distracted. And I said, you can't do this anymore. I said, yeah, I can handle him. I said, no, you can't. Because I couldn't do it because I drove with him too. And it's full time. You got to watch him because he's pulling on things in the car. Not out of meanness. He just, bored and he's pulling on things. And I looked at the side of her car. She had a Cadillac and it was all dented up and scratched. And part of that was in the parking space of the apartment building she lived in. It was between two concrete pillars and it was hard to park the car. Even when I parked it, you had to take a few shots at it to slide it in there and she would get it scratched up. And I said, Mom, you're depreciating the car. Look at it. And she says, it's not that bad. I said, it's that bad. And I said, I promise you, I will drive you anywhere you want to go. You give me the call and I will come pick you up. But you can't drive anymore, Mom. Come on. And she said, you're right. And I kept my word. When she used to call me up, she says, I have to go to the store. I'll be right over.
Well, but she was very fortunate that
I was only 5 minutes away from her.
Well, even still, but you know, a lot of people don't have that same advantage. You know, they may have somebody that typically, what I've seen is that families sometimes when people grow up they move away. You've got maybe one relative where they're somewhat in the area, probably within an hour's drive or whatever. I mean, the closer the better. I mean, there are some times where eventually as families evolve and things change, you have people that, bring their parents into their own home to live with them and so forth. So, again, like most other things in life, there's trade-offs. But one of the things you mentioned about seeing some of the nicks and dents and so forth on cars, especially on, I'll say, the passenger side of the vehicle, because people, a lot of times, one of the first things that seems to go with people is their vision. It's not as sharp as it had been, and they also can't judge distances as well as they could in their earlier years. So those are things that come up. One of the things we may want to direct the people to the website if they wanted to follow along. We're just going to kind of go through some of the things that we have on the poster today, but that's, staying safe for Racine County. So if you Google that, you can find the poster.
And we're going to go over more of the poster coming up in a moment. Again, it's at Racine County Staying Safe. When you get there, is it .com or is it?
You can put in .com. This morning, just to practice
Google,
a little bit, just Google it, Staying Safe, Racine County.
Yeah, right. Staying Safe, Racine County. Google it, click on Staying Safe, and you'll see the poster there we're talking about. And we're going to talk about signs that may be time to stop driving. That's coming up in just a moment. Hey, it's our Scotty Summers statewide text to win contest at WRJN. Download the Civic Media app. If you haven't done so already, go down the list, look for WRJN on the list, and here's what you do. You type in the word grill. Now, that's only good for this hour. After that, you got to get a new keyword coming up at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. So right now, the keyword is grill. Send it to us. You're in the running for a pair of club-level seats for the Milwaukee Brewers, and you're also in the running for those getaways to the Dells in Door County. So download the Civic Media app, look for WRJN, click on it, and text that keyword grill, and you're in the running. Even if you don't win the Brewer tickets, you're still in the running for the getaways to Door County and also the Dells. So do it now, all right, before you forget. You only got till 7 o'clock, till 8 o'clock to do it. It's only this hour, and we'll keep reminding you throughout the hour, okay? Right now, it's time for Pete with the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The King of the Hill actor who provided the voice for character John Redcorn has been killed in a shooting. TMZ reports that Jonathan Joss was found at the side of a road, shot several times. First responders tried life-saving measures, but pronounced him dead at the scene. Sources say Joss was shot by a neighbor after a disagreement. Police did track down the shooter within a few minutes. Joss played Redcorn from season 2 to season 13 of the hit animated show. Jonathan Joss was 59 years old. The Penguin's secret crush is no longer a secret. Danny DeVito had a good old-fashioned showbiz crush on Catwoman. The Twins star said when he was in Batman Returns, he had the hots for co-star Michelle Pfeiffer. DeVito sat down with Colin Farrell, also known for his role as the Penguin, on Variety's Actors on Actors podcast, where the two traded Batman stories. DeVito said Pfeiffer was his secret crush. DeVito says he lusted after her and loved her. Lucky girl. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
W-R-J-N. That's me like a beach whale on the beach. the dad bod. We have Tom Ditter here. He is the vice chair of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. Every month we come in and we talk about a new poster, and this time it's older drivers. And this is a tough topic with me because I went through it with my mother, not my dad. My dad just said, I'm not driving. He didn't want to drive anymore. He just said, I'm done. I don't want to do it. I've been driving all my life. My mother was a little different case, but she gave up the keys willingly when I explained to her everything. And some people aren't willing to give up those keys, though. Yeah, it's not.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, what you're doing is you're taking away independence.
You are. But again, as I mentioned, there's more options today other than just relying upon your family or the next door neighbor or something like that. I mean, you can even call up or, you know, groceries can be delivered and
that's
so
the big
forth.
Thing now, yeah. They'll drop it off right at your doorstep. Everything can be delivered today.
Exactly.
Just make one call and they'll deliver it. Science, it may be time to stop driving. Now, this is only for older people. If you have older parents, but listen to this. This is important now because you don't think about it because your parents have been driving you everywhere since you were a little toddler and you can't imagine them not driving you. So let's talk about that.
All right. Well, again, for the people that are able to log on and look at the poster either now or later, significant changes in health or medication. I do want to say some people don't realize that, but even people that are not older drivers, sometimes if you get a new medication for something, it could impair your driving. So just be aware of that with things. And certainly, you know, most people think of, okay, the obvious things like if you're driving under the influence of alcohol or, you know, marijuana or something like that. But, I mean, you can take certain medications that are legally prescribed to you that can affect your driving ability. So just be aware of that regardless of your age, but especially for older people. Some things like, you know, surprised by other drivers or pedestrians, like, oh, where did they come from? Well, that can happen to anybody, but if you notice it on a regular basis, something to keep in mind. Have near misses or minor accidents. Again, none of these things exclusively mean it's time to, you know, give up the driver's license, but something to be aware of. Something that may happen pretty commonly is, comments other people, especially your family members that maybe you're giving a ride to, they start commenting on their driving or they won't say anything, but they'll say to their brother or sister, boy, Dad, really, his driving ability has really declined. So, you know, and that may be the first source of even the, if you will, the children being aware of what's happening, you know, with their families. Problems reading road signs. Again, vision changes as we age. Other drivers honk at you, blow the horn, do other hand gestures or whatever. Maybe that's something to be aware of. And here's a big one. This actually happened to my father, getting lost in familiar areas. He had some property that he would literally drove to for 50 years. And there was one day where it's like, geez, I'm not quite sure, where I'm going type of thing. Now, he compensated for a short period of time with like a GPS system. Okay, he was still a good driver and so forth, but that was one of the first red flags that came up to us for the family.
You know, I feel terrible. I want to just cry listening to this because it's so sad when you got to do this kind of thing. And people say, well, my eyesight's fine. Well, you know what? It's not only you, but the poor other souls on the road. You know, you may take out your car, but you don't want to take out somebody else at the same time.
Well, I've said to people over the years, and maybe that would be a motivator for people to really, again, do the self-assessment and have the hard talk with the family or whatever. You know, nobody in their right mind should want to injure or kill somebody else as a motorist, pedestrian, bicyclist, what have you. And, I would remind people that you're better off pulling out early than staying too long where disaster can happen.
You know? People honking at you, too. That's another one.
It is, especially if you start, doing some unsafe lane deviations or cutting people off or whatever. I mean, the horn is not, meant to, you blow the horn and you wave because you're saying hello to your neighbor. It's actually a safety device, so people should be aware of that.
Talking to Tom Ditter, he is the vice chair of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. We're talking about staying safe, older drivers this morning. It's not only taking the keys away. It's, when you should know when you should get a new pair of glasses, when you should get your hearing checked, things like that, because you got to hear this stuff, too. I was in an incident where I was driving on Spring Street, and we were coming up to the Highway 31 on Spring. And it was during the winter, and the woman on the left of me was an older driver, and she was just slowly coming into my lane. Well, I had nowhere to go. There was a big mound of snow, so I drove over into the snowbank, and she never even noticed me, and I was window to window with her because I was looking at her. She never even knew I was next to her, and she just kept going, and I didn't slam the horn on because I didn't want to panic her, but I drove into the snowbank, and it was an older lady, and she just didn't realize there was a car next to her, and luckily it was me and not somebody who slammed into her. I was able to just drive off into the snow. Even the guy behind me honked the horn at me. He said, "Are you okay?" I said, "Yeah, I'm fine. I just, you know, don't want to crash my car." So we're talking about older drivers, and as a police officer, you probably had a lot of dealings with them. When you had to pull people over, did you ever have to tell, and you look at them and you say, "You shouldn't be driving anymore," but you won't say that. Or did you?
Not necessarily. You know, from a statistical standpoint, actually the drivers that we had a lot of contact with were those between like 17 and 25 years of age.
17, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Because they know
I'm
all
sure
the rules.
Insurance companies would you know, bear this out in terms of likelihood of crashes and things like that. But if you look at it statistically, the older drivers are actually fairly safe considering, you know, the entire age group. They're probably involved in half the crashes versus the 17 to 25-year-olds. But there is something, there was a provision that both law enforcement people have and physicians have where a report can be sent to DMV for the DMV to get involved in a person's life to bring them in for either medical testing or
could they do
in
that?
Some cases around. Yeah, and that's existed for a long, long time. I don't know how frequently that happens, but there is certainly the ability to do that. Also, just be aware that right now, at least in the state of Wisconsin, there's no special testing, perhaps, you know, in terms of road testing or that you have to have your vision checked more frequently or whatever. It's still the burden, but responsibility is still with the motorists. But keep in mind that may be changing. I know Illinois just had something where they were looking to say, well, you know, at age 75, we require a road test for people that they have to go out with a examiner, kind of like the way you did when you first got your driver's license. You know, and some states go with more frequent vision testing. That seems to be the real key is with vision testing and then the ability to understand commands and you know, remember what you're doing.
Well, I like this section because I just learned something here that I never knew before, that a report from a physician can cancel your driver's license.
Yes.
I never knew that.
It can be, and that may be the way that the family will, you know, perhaps interact with a physician. The whole idea behind this is to keep everybody safe, all the motorists, everybody on the highway. You know, certainly your loved one, you know, but nobody wants to see anybody get hurt here. And we'd rather have people, again, work with their family, do the self-assessment, if you will. It's a matter of pride and independence, but you know, if you notice that there's problems developing, be assertive about it. Do it on your terms, you know, as best you can. So, there's some things that we talk about, you know, and some of these apply to people with any age. You know, have a safer trip, you know, avoid poor conditions. Yeah, if it's a snowstorm coming up, well, regardless of your age, maybe that's not the day to go out driving. Pick well-marked, lighted routes with easy parking. Avoid left turns with no traffic signal. That's one thing. I think older drivers may be a little bit more involved in more of those intersection-type crashes, if you will, where there is no left turn arrow or whatever, and they make the left turn what they call in law enforcement, you know, making the turn without yielding the way while making a left turn. Drive the posted speed limits. You know, if you're really slow, you can be a hazard as well. Especially keep that in mind with, like driving on the freeway and so forth. There are minimum speed limits for that reason. Use seat belts on all trips. Adjust seats and mirrors for good visibility. Again, most people don't do that. I mean, if you're borrowing a car or something, you may get in and adjust the seat or whatever. But I notice sometimes for me, it seems like the mirror will just can't a little bit differently and have to take a look and, you know, readjust it or something. That applies at any age. And again, consider using alternative transportation for longer or unfamiliar trips. You know, not a bad idea. In today's world, though, we've got the advantage with, you know, GPS and you know, things like that.
And Uber drivers.
Yeah.
There's something
and
we
now
never
locally,
had before. Yeah.
Uber drivers, Lyft, there's transportation needs. I'm going to put a plug in for the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Racine County. I believe that they keep tabs on what transportation would be available for older adults, whether it be for medical transport or for, you know, getting in the store, shopping, what have you.
And Uber drivers will take you anywhere you want to go.
They certainly will. As long as you got that active credit card, you can go to New York City if you want.
That's right. They don't care.
So are you going back home, Don? Or?
I never took an Uber.
Oh, okay.
Because I drive. You know, I never took one. I growing up in the city, I used to take cabs all the time. But
Sure.
You know.
Well, even that, yeah, that whole industry has changed. I recently went down to the Orlando, Florida area. Yeah, with a friend of mine, and we relied exclusively on Uber down there because it was expensive to get a rental car, and for what we were planning to do, wasn't worth it. So the few places we went, we used Uber, and it was very, very convenient.
Yeah, I just have a problem giving out my credit card to people I don't know. I know. That's just me.
It's secure.
I know.
You know, but
that's just me. Tom Ditter, who is the vice chair of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission, is talking with us this hour. Every month we have a new poster we're talking about. This time it is older drivers. To get to the poster, just Google Staying Safe Racine County. And am I right there? Staying Safe Racine County.
You are right. And we're also, let's make mention that we're on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Look at you branching out into the future.
Well, I tell you, we're... Yeah.
Facebook is hardly the future.
That was quite a topic that we had at the end of last year about how do we relaunch this program.
Because,
this had been around for years and years and years, and I give you credit for reaching out to us and saying, hey, can we... Get this.
You know where
we get this going.
You know where it started. I found a wallet here in front of the radio station, and it had credit cards and everything in it. And I said, "Well, I got to get this to somebody." So when I got off the air, I ran over to the police station, and I said, "I found this." And while I'm waiting for them to come to me, there's a poster from years gone by still on the wall, and the information's still good on it. Doesn't matter when it's from. And I said, "I wonder if they do this anymore." And that's where the idea came from. Finding that wallet there on the street.
Well, we're glad to be back. We're glad to be both on the air and back, if you will, now in electronic form.
We have a few minutes. Tom Ditter is here. He is the vice chair of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. We're talking about older drivers this month, and you can check it out. If you just Google Staying Safe Racine County, you'll find it there. Click on it, and you'll see all the topics we've talked about since this has been revived, and a lot of good topics. This one's a real important one, though, because it's tough. If you have older parents... You know, if your parents aren't going to make the decision to stop driving, you're going to have a sit down with them and kind of explain it. Sometimes it's nice. Like my mother said, yeah, here are the keys. I don't care. But sometimes they fight it out and they say, oh, I know what I'm doing. And I have a feeling I'm going to be one of those people. They're going to take the keys away from me one day. Oh, I know what I'm doing. You know, as I'm cast on my leg, my arm's in a sling and the car's all banged up. I know what I'm doing. Let's talk about the biggest risk areas out there now.
Well, again, some of these things I think are maybe more of a challenge, if you will, for older drivers because